The gospel reading for today is from Mark 13, 24 to 37. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Sometimes I have to mess with the acolytes a little bit. Cree gets it today just to deliver. He's my delivery system to his brothers and sisters for all my leftover little smiley things. So he's wondering why I'm throwing these at him, and then I explain to him. Okay, now he's good. It's just one of those things. When you're up here in the robe, you can become an illustration at any moment. So they know that. They're good with that. And they don't have to stress like the rest of you have to stress, because there are only 30 days left till Christmas. Just 1 month away from the celebration of Jesus' birth, and that thought strikes fear in the hearts and the minds of people as they frantically have to decide what gifts they're going to be given and to whom. And cards. We've got to get the cards out. We've got to get those out in the mail, because we know that if we don't get them out by a certain date, they're not going to be there. Let me tell you, I found out this really neat thing long time ago, that if you want to de-stress on this, there are 12 days of Christmas. Christmas Day is the first day of Christmas, and it goes all the way through January 5th. You got a while to go still. We can get them out a little bit late. They still come within Christmas, and then there's this neat thing that if they don't, you make them Epiphany cards. They still say Merry Christmas, but hey, you know, what can you do? Hallmark hasn't come up with the Happy Epiphany cards for us to continue to send out in bulk. But then there's that thought, what should I get him? Should I get him another pair of socks or a tie? And will it look like I didn't put much effort into it if that's what I do? And he's thinking, should I get her a bottle of perfume to go with that collection of bottles of perfume that she's been collecting since I started buying them for her years ago that she still hasn't used or used up? What will I do? The text reads, in those days and at that time, we stress about many things. And we stress about what is past even at times, not just what is present or what is the future. In those days and at that time, though, is talking about a sign of something that is to come. And we have a sign of something that is to come. Yeah, Christmas is a big sign. It's been up since June in some stores. At the very least, October. And it will be up until, you know, see, I am still of this mind. We should fall in line with the Orthodox Church, because the Orthodox Church celebrates Christmas on January 6th. They get everything half off and still get it wrapped before they celebrate Christmas. We could make the change. The Orthodox Lutheran Church, Holy Cross of Arlington, Texas. Why? Because we save like Jesus does. Well, maybe not. Like saving. You know, there are people, they're concerned about the Christmas holidays. They're concerned about holidays. They come because there's so much to do. It's necessary to get all these things done. And there's that anxiety, that anxious feeling we have. And yet we need to be patient. We need to be happy, recognizing that what is coming is a celebration. It's not about, and just like, you know, the old Dr. Seuss thing, it's not the packages and the presents and the baubles and the lights. It's about the celebration. And that's what we need to keep in mind if we're really going to be happy. It's about the celebration. It's about Christ. It's about recognizing not only did he come, but he's coming again. And the joy of that recognition. He is coming again. We don't know when, but we know he's coming again. We talked about some of the ideas of the signs last week, but I want to go a little further with that because there are some that have been downright certain on the date when Jesus was coming. Now, I may have in mind a time frame that I think he's coming within, but to actually guess a date, wow, that's pretty bold, and yet people have done that. In fact, there was a group in 1972 that for the fourth time predicted the end of the world, and obviously got it wrong again. But this was big because there was a couple in Minnesota that were a part of this group, the Worldwide Church of God, as they were called. And they had sold off everything, their land, their home, their automobiles, gotten rid of their jewelry, their belongings, everything to help support the ministry, to get the word out that the world was going to be ending because they were that bent on making sure that people would be saved. Would that everyone had that kind of a mindset if we actually knew the date. That is amazing. The thing is, though, obviously the world didn't come to an end and the folks had nothing now. Dead broke. So they sued the church to try and get their stuff back, which had already mostly been spent and all the money was gone now. When preachers set out to predict the coming of Christ, they fall into this age-old trap. And the thing is that sensationalism may get you an audience, but it won't keep it. In fact, in November of 1990, it was predicted the world would end. That one came and went. In 1992, on October 28th, the world was supposed to end. And at least they gave reasons for it. Matter of fact, they gave some pretty good, solid reasons for it. Sort of. One of their things was it said that we need to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior in our here. I think they meant heart, but that's what it said. I'm thinking if you're going to talk about the end of the world, you need to make sure you get the details out there correctly. And it's not just in your here that you need to know it. But the second thing was they also said there would be a worldwide computerized social security number connected with a 666 for anyone to buy or sell anything after the return. And I don't recall Amazon enacting that yet. And they still take returns. So yeah. The third thing was, and this one was really interesting, that in the end there would be wars, great earthquakes, and various plaques, and hail and fire. Plaques. There you have it. We know without a doubt and for certain that the world is going to end from tooth decay. It was predicted. It didn't happen. In fact, there have been people predicting the end of the world pretty much since the beginning of the world and continue to do. In notable predictions by notable groups that actually had efforts and momentum and drives, there are 32 end of the world predictions that have taken place and passed since January 1st of 2000 to today. 32, at least 32. There are 32 notable ones that I can come up with. Who knows how many other ones there were, and how many are going to be from this point on and are already out there. People are trying to interpret the signs, and the signs have a purpose, but they're not merely forecasts of the powers of nature and how those things are going out of control for us. The signs bear a meaning that we need to hold on to in recognizing that there is a mark of deliverance for believers from this life to the everlasting life with God. It's not about all these things taking place, the idea that the moon is going to turn colors and hail is going to rain from the sky. These things happen all the time and have been happening for years and will continue to happen. That's the way God put things in motion. So that tells us that the signs are there. Now, not every sign necessarily is complete when we look into that book of Revelation, but then interpreting those is going to be difficult too. The thing is, we know that it can happen at any time. And Jesus says, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Well, there we can get into one of those actual things like Pastor Gebauer was talking about, one of those translation questions and issues, because it says these things will happen, and he tells us that this is going to happen before this generation passes away. But from when he was talking to the folks to today, a lot of generations have come and gone. But when we look at it from the biblical side of things and understanding the spiritual aspect in this, the generation is this New Testament people. The Old Testament people, the old prophecy, the old covenant versus the new covenant. This generation, this faith, this trust in Christ is not going to pass away. It will be there until the time that he comes again. And then he goes on to say, we will be delivered from pain, from suffering, from hunger, from work, from persecution, anxiety, fear, doubt. I like that work fits in there with all those other things sometimes. From doubt and fear. But we're reminded to remain alert, because when the signs appear, we're going to rejoice that our deliverance is near. That joy is going to be there. We'll be happy, because we know that there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more loss, no more struggle, no more labors in vain. God is going to be there for us. The signs are clear and they will not mislead us. Campbell's soup. I like that stuff. Way too much salt in it, but good. I love that stuff. Delicious. Campbell's soup for years and years and years advertised that there were 21 types of soup that they sold on their can. The problem was they sold 22 types of soup. And people noticed this. In fact, they would get between 200 and 700 letters a year telling them that they had it wrong on their label. Talk about good advertising. I mean, it worked. People were reading it. People were buying it. People were complaining about it and still consuming it. This is good advertising. People would read those signs and they would get worked up about those signs. You know, this is wrong. You've got it wrong. Get it right. We've got some signs that we need to get worked up about. And the importance of recognizing that, as Jesus said, all heaven and earth are going to pass away, but his words will remain. We need to read those words. Let's read those words carefully and see if those words are right. Soup labels are good. Bible better. Read the words. What's it say? That's where we place our trust, is in God's word. Not in the predictions of man, not in the calculations of science or the people who preach anything other than what the Bible says. We place our trust in Jesus. We don't know when he's going to return. We know he is going to return. We know he is coming soon. We place our trust in Christ, understanding that we are to be that faithful body of children, the body of Christ, and be happy about that return, looking forward to it. Let him find us filled with joy, knowing that he's coming for us. We don't need to be worried about when he comes back. We don't need to be concerned about all the signs that people want to read, because we're going to stay rejoicing in that word. We're going to stay happy in that understanding of his return. And we'll already be watching and waiting. No matter what the signs are, God will find us. And God will find us joy-filled about what is to come. Our salvation, our hope, our life eternal with Christ. As he comes, we go. and we go to a place that is so wonderful, so beautiful, that even in prophecy, John couldn't describe it. But it's before us all through faith in Christ. In his name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our coming God. Amen.